Good morning and happy Sabbath, and a special Mother's Day greeting to everyone in the congregation and everyone who's listening to whom that Mother's Day greeting applies. We are so glad for our mothers, for the way they nurture us, the way they lead us towards the Lord, and for just being there each and every day. My name is Jason Cole, and obviously I'm doing the welcome. And it's a privilege to be here this morning, and I'd like to welcome everyone who's worshiping with us here in the sanctuary on 30 Aldershot Street, those who are watching the live stream, and those who will be listening on Lighthouse VOAR. We thank you so much for joining us in our worship today, and we pray that what is said and done here today will draw us all closer to the Lord, lift us up, and help us to feel His presence. I'd like to introduce those who are going to be a part of our service today. For our scripture reading is going to be by Teo, who will do our scripture reading for us this morning. Our sermon will be brought to us by our pastor, Pastor Steve Quiano, and he will also have our morning prayer. Our special music will be brought to us by Shauna Hewitt and to Trudy on the piano, and our praise time this morning will be brought to us by Second Advent. For our call to worship this morning, I thought I would find something that fits in with Mother's Day. So I'm going to be reading from Psalm 131, that's Psalm 131, and I'll be reading it from The Message. God, I'm not trying to rule the roost. I don't want to be king of the mountain. I haven't meddled where I have no business or fantasized grandiose plans. I've kept my feet on the ground. I've cultivated a quiet heart. Like a baby content in its mother's arms, my soul is a baby content. Wait, Israel, for God. Wait with hope. Hope now, hope always. And now let's have a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you that we can be here worshiping together, fellowshipping one with another, and lifting praises to you. And we want to ask now that as our praises go up, that your Spirit would come down and be among us, that we would feel the touch of your hand, that we would be drawn close to you, and that we would know, dear Lord, that you are coming for us soon. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, amen. And now it's time for us to lift up our voices as Second Advent will play for us.
Happy, happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. After this song, I think you'll be a little louder. Lord, I lift your name on high. I'm so glad you're in my life. Sabbath? Oh, better. Now we're going to slow things down, Majesty. Because he lives. And that's the reason we're here today. Because he lives. Please stand with me and sing.
Come assurance wish I can face uncertain days because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know.
Good morning, church. For our scripture reading, we are going to read Proverbs chapter 35, 28 and 29. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also and praised her. My daughter have done virtuous, but you are excellent them all. Amen.
Before we move into our morning prayer, we're going to sing just the chorus of hymn number 290, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Thank you. Father, we come before you to thank you for all the good that you are, for having given us your beloved Son without us deserving it. By mere grace, we want to thank you for all the benefits we received during this week, for work, study, even difficulties and achievements, for friends and enemies who also teach us passion. We thank you for prosperity and the luck that teach us the value what you give us. We thank you for the church you redeemed with your precious blood, for children, young people, adults, and the elderly. We pray essentially for all the family for our church. You know best the situation that families are experiencing. We pray for those on the prayer list, like Angela Organ, Frank Bruce, Larry Penny Sr., Bonnie Flood, Gerard Organ, Janine Davids, the Marx family, Jenny Purcell's grandmother, Alice Brown, another church member in need and difficulty. In a special way, we thank you, O Lord, for the mothers. You have given us those who are in our church, and for the grandmothers and great-grandmothers. Thank you, my Lord. They reflect your unconditional love, and I have a great influence because it comes from you. Always give them the blessing of your spirit of wisdom and strength, health and joy for them. Lord, thank you for giving us your word this morning. Lift us up to the throne of your grace to see your glory and renew our strength in your presence, because we humbly ask in the merit of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
It's time now for our special music, which this morning will be brought to us by Shauna Hewitt.
Happy Sabbath, church.
Help me know you are
draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. Place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find my way, bring me back to you. You're all I want, Jesus.
Being a mother is one of the most challenging jobs in the world. You're expected to be an equal parts provider, teacher, nurse, good model, confident, many, many functions at the same time. It's a woman, the woman is very special. Has a very special design by God. But the mother are very high quality because their unconditional love. Do you know something? In 2011, there were 9.8 million of mothers in Canada. Yes, and Newfoundland, 164,000 mothers. Do you know how many mothers are in the world? 2 billion. 2 billion mothers. Yes. The Mann University conducted a research. Two in five Newfoundlander mothers have partners working away. Mothers in Newfoundland. So almost the half of the mothers in Newfoundland need to be the role, to have the role of mothers and father at the same time. So do you know the average mom will have changed approximately 7,300 diapers by the time her baby reached age 2. Do you know that typically the first sound a baby vocalizes is the ma sound. It makes sense that in almost every language, the word for mother begins with the letter M. Yes, amazing. Every female fetus, including your mother, developed all the eggs she will ever have while as a fetus herself, still inside of her own mom. because one of those eggs ultimately developed into you. This means you started your life inside of your grandmother. The power of the mothers and grandmothers. Amen? Amen. Yes. So, did you read the poem, "The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is the Hand That Rules the World"? It's very important. Power. Mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, you have a power. The power from God. The power of God. The unconditional love. So we are going to dedicate a few minutes to a short survey, okay, today. For that, I invite the Pastor Silva. Do you know who is this guy? Pastor Silva is from Brazil, but will be with us about 2 months. He studies to be a pastor. So thank you, Pastor Silva, to be here with us. Thank you very much. So we are going to ask for everyone, what are the most beautiful qualities of your mom? What is the most beautiful qualities of your mom? Children, young people, adult, what is the most beautiful qualities of your mom? Okay, go
Happy
ahead.
Sabbath, Church. Happy Sabbath, St. John Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm very, very happy to be here this morning. My heart is full of joy because it's been 2 months talking to Pastor Stephen by email, Welcome. By phone, and finally I arrived on the island this Tuesday. So I'm very happy to see you all here. So this morning is a special Sabbath because today is Mother's Day. So I'm going to go around the church. I want to hear from you, either children or grown-up children, to see and tell me one good quality of a mom. So I want to see your hands up. I'm gonna go to you so we can hear a few qualities of a mom, okay? And maybe you can tell your name as well, so it's my first day, I can start memorizing the names here, so that will be a great opportunity. So let's go, if there's anyone here who wants
Raise
to
your
see.
Hands, please.
Yeah, I need to see.
All
yeah,
right, first one the here. Baby, yes, good. I like that.
All right, so you can tell your name and a good quality of a mom.
My name is Alex.
Alex, okay, so what is a good quality of a mom? Can you tell us a little bit?
I think it's Saturday. No.
What do you most like about?
Like, yes, exactly.
Spending time with one.
Spending time, okay.
Wow,
so he likes good. To spend time with his mom, that's awesome. So moms who spend time with their children, that's a good quality. Anyone
Beautiful.
Else? Beautiful. I want there. To see you right there in the back. All right. And if you can tell your name and a good quality of a mom.
My name is Kofi, and the good quality of my mom is how smart she is.
How smart she is. IQ moms, okay, that's a great quality. Thank you, Kofi. Anyone else? Doesn't need to be a young child, can be a grown-up child as well, if you want to share something.
Margaret, here, and right, good. Three
so
more.
So we have two hands right
three
there,
more.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I think was a gentleman.
Robert.
If you can share your name as well, so that will be good.
Hi, I'm Bob. There are a lot of good qualities of a mom, but patience, I think, in my circumstance, was something I recall fondly. My mother had a lot of patience, and she needed to with me and my siblings. And the other one I can think of is like she's a source of protection and fearlessness almost. I remember one time being in a foreign country, and my brother and I innocently went into a grocery store, and we put our garbage in a box that was lying there, and the owner, an older man, came down. He was a big guy to me at the time, and he was yelling at us, and my mother jumped in front and said, I don't think they understand, so that's, to me, a memory that I have of my mother that was very, I'm glad, I was thankful for her.
Thank Amen. You know, patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We have one more here.
And Margaret.
Yeah, your name, man?
Robbie.
All right,
problem.
Yeah. So the great quality of my mom is being, she always forgive me whatever mistake I will do, and that mistake she will always tell me that learn from it, so that you will grow and always love God.
Amen. So many good qualities. My mom, Margaret. Actually, one great quality for my mom is faith. Faith, and she reflects that faith in her daily life. That's amazing. Yep.
And you took the one that's for my mom as well. And actually, we sang one of her favorite songs this morning. And with it being Mother's Day tomorrow and my second year without my mother, it was very precious to hear that song being sung today. Because he lives, she could face the end. She could face not only tomorrow, but every day because he lived. And she gave us, as her children, a desire to have that same faith. So I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Anyone else?
It's okay.
Okay, we have one more hand. Right
okay.
Okay. Hi, my name is Catherine. And the greatest gift a mother can give is a mother who prays.
Yes.
Prayer as well.
Prayer.
Yes. So many good qualities. Yep. Your name, man.
Oh. Okay.
I thank my dear mother for having me, as well as 9 other siblings, and she well educated, got us all educated properly, and looked after us all. Even though my father worked at CN over there, Doc Stores, mom was always around. She's the one you can trust. And so was dad when he was around, a great storyteller, great guy. And mom was the main. And my dear wife, Margaret, to me, is a great mother to the 4 children we have. And they're all well educated. And Marg, to me, is a virtuous woman. I can say to her, Marg, you're virtuous because I read about you in the Bible. You may be rough on the outside, but I guarantee you, you are the epitome of a good mother. She took them from East End to the middle of St. John's every day, back and forth to school. That's what she did. And that's the mother who looked after her siblings, and I can guarantee you no one says nothing about my dear children, about Maggie. Maggie is a great woman. And to all the mothers and grandmothers here, in and around, and those poor souls, God bless each and every one of them, because without them, where would we be?
Thank you.
Thank you for Thank everyone.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
Thank you.
Well, mothers have played an important role in all of our life. Some are still here, and others have gone on. For some people, it can be a difficult time. There are women who have experienced infertility or miscarriage, or who are still praying for God to bless with a godly husband and family. So here, there are mothers, impotent. Something in the future will be mothers. So they need to prepare to be a powerful influence, channel of blessing to their future children. So in this time, we are surrounded by flowery cards filled with sappy sentiments about how wonderful our mothers are. In the church, of course, in the Bible, Proverbs 31 is a characterization of the mother, woman, who gets up early, stays up late, and somehow manages to perfectly balance self-care, motherhood, and a career. So for many women, this ideal looks nothing like their real lives, and the disconnect leaves them feeling broken, hopeless, and like failures. Discover the profound stories of the mothers of the Bible, women who shaped the endless narrative of faith with their strength, wisdom, and unwavering belief. The Bible describes many mothers with some of the most significant being. If the mother of all living, Sarah, mother of Isaac, Hannah, mother of Samuel, Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist, Mary, the mother of Jesus. This mother played pivotal roles in biblical history. Their life stories are not only foundational to Christianity, but also often timeless lessons on motherhood, courage, and faith that resounded with us today. This morning, we are looking very briefly at the story of two women from the Old Testament. Yes, please open your Bible in Ruth chapter 1, and you can see the story about Naomi, right? Naomi, Ruth chapter 1. What is his heart toward the mothers who are praying for children who have walked away from the faith? Does he hear the moms who are grieving children taken from life too soon, or the women who long to be mothers but whose time has not yet come? He sees them. God sees them as his daughters, and he loves them just as much as the mother who, externally at least, appeared to have it all together. So we are going to study the book, the story of Naomi in the book of Ruth. We can see a family, right? A nation in crisis. Not only was there a famine affecting the entire region, but the people of Israel had forgotten God and the work he did for Israel when he brought them out of Egypt into the land of the promise. We don't know much about Naomi's family before their move to Moab. It's safe to assume she did her best to care for them. But when she went with her husband in search of food, she didn't just leave her hometown. She left her community and any relationships that meant something in her life. Maybe some of you are in the same situation. In those times, they didn't have cells or social media to send some chat pics, "Hey, mom, I am here," or something like that. No. So in the following 10 years, Naomi would meet grief after grief as the family she spent her life nurturing slipped through her fingers one after another. So you can imagine the feeling of this mother. Before we reach the end of the first chapter, we find Naomi with her widowed and childless daughters-in-law scavenging for food in a field owned by another man. Do you know the story, right? Some might think that Naomi's family fleeing Israel during the famine as a lack of faith. But Ruth would never have made her bold confession. Do you remember the confession in Ruth 1? Can you please open your Bible in Ruth 1? Do you remember the confession? Maybe in the marriage, in the wedding? It's very usual to use this confession in Ruth. Do you remember? In Ruth, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Wherever you go, I will go. So, who was the daughter of Naomi? Ruth. Yes. Naomi was spiritual, consecrated to God, and influenced her daughter-in-law. Nor would she have trusted in Naomi's God if she hadn't seen evidence of him at work in Naomi's life before and after the death of Naomi's husband and sons. So remember, your influence is powerful, mothers. It's powerful. You need to consecrate your life to God. God has the last word in our life. If we hope in Him, His will is pleasure and perfect according with the Bible. And the Lord knows how to reward those who trust Him. From Ruth came the genealogy of King David. Wow. And the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. Wow. What a wonderful genealogy. But it's because the loyalty of Naomi, a mother. You don't know what will be in the future for your children. But you know, you should know that your children will be in the best hands of all universe. God, consecrate your life, mothers. And all around the mothers, we need to encourage them, care our mothers, because it's a God's gift for us, every mother. So I will tell you about another mother. It's in the Samuel, 1 Samuel. Open your Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and you can see the next mother. Her name is Hannah, a mother who kept her promise. Do you remember what promise she had or she gave? Absolutely, yes. That is very good promise. Hannah was married to a man who loved her very much, but he also had another wife. This wife was able to bear children, but according with 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, we learn that the Lord had closed Hannah's womb. The rival wife provoked Hannah continually, but Hannah will go to the house to the Lord. Where Hannah goes to the house of the Lord for what? To pray. Her husband tried to console her, saying, "Don't I mean more than 10 sons? Hannah prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son." Look at this specific prayer. A son. Yes. "Then I will give them to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." In fact, she was praying so hard that her lips were moving, but no sound came out, so that the priest Eli thought she was drunk. The Lord blessed Hannah, and she gave birth to a son and named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." She did just as she had promised. And when the boy was old enough, she took him to the house of the Lord and presented him to Eli. Hannah then prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance." And her beautiful prayer continued in 1 Samuel 2:1-10. Samuel lived a life dedicated to the Lord, and he will go on to lead the people of Israel, anointing Israel first and second kings, Saul and David, the Lord has the last and better word for you, mother. Even if we see failure and shame around, please keep in touch with God every moment. Go to the sanctuary and pray fervently. God hears you because you reflect the unconditional love of God. That is amazing. So these mothers were consecrated. They were mothers who suffered, but they were faithful, powerful mothers, dependent by God. So I would like to invite you, mothers, to dedicate your life. And I will ask our Pastor John Marley to pray a special prayer for you today, right now. So all mothers who want to be dedicated to God, please stand up, because the Pastor John Marley will pray for you in a special dedication for the mothers here. Please.
Our gracious and kind and loving Heavenly Father, we collectively this morning want to give you praise for the gift of motherhood. We want to pray this morning for all mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, mothers-in-law, stepmothers, wives, sisters, aunts, cousins, nieces. We want to pray for those with children, with those who are expecting children. We want to also, Lord, this morning pray for those who have not been able to bear children, for those who experience the pain of a lost child, either due to miscarriage or accident or illness. We want to pray this morning for those who are missing a mother due to death or distance. We want to pray as well this morning for those who parent another woman's child. We want to pray for mothers who are alone because of distance or relationship issues. And we would pray, Almighty Father, today that you would bless these women who are standing before you and those who are listening by way of VOAR Lighthouse FM. We would ask, Heavenly Father, today that you would give them health, that you would give them strength, that you would give them encouragement. We thank you for their sacrifice. We thank you for their prayers. We thank you for their commitment to raise the children that you have so graciously given. We pray that you will give them wisdom, that you will give them faith, that you will give them peace, and that you will give them love. On this day, Heavenly Father, in which we celebrate motherhood and we celebrate all mothers, we pray for those who are struggling to make ends meet, for those who are trying to survive the ravages of war, the perplexities of how to stretch dollars to go to provide for those extras that are often needed. And so we ask, Lord, that you will bless moms not only in terms of protection, but also in economic prosperity as well. Almighty Father, today we celebrate those who you have called into this wonderful world of motherhood. And we ask a special blessing upon each one. May they feel the love that not only is generated towards them by family and friends, but also by the Almighty Himself. For you have loved us with an everlasting love, and you have given mothers a special gift of nurture to be able to raise children. And indeed, behind every successful human being, there is a successful mother. And so, Father, today I would pray that you will bless abundantly those who are standing here in the sanctuary and those who are at home listening. Pour out your Spirit upon your people and bless them with a special blessing from on high for the gift that they have given to us here on this earth, for the power that you have given to them. They are an example of giving and receiving. And so, God, today, receive them into your blessing, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Everyone, please stand for closing hymn.
That have strengthened us in a special way for our pious mother, who not only cared for us with love, but also instilled in us a powerful conviction of your existence, who you are, and your commands. Bless our mothers in our church. Join our bonds of love with you, Lord, and forgive our selfish impulse that do not reflect your love. Give us your blessing that enrich us, Lord. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and gives you peace. Amen.